Facebook now, and so we'll be with you momentarily. Hope you're having a good Saturday morning so far. Good morning, Facebook. Today's the 29th of August, Saturday morning, and we wish everyone God's blessings this morning. Entitled this message, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Proverbs 16:20. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. The children of Judah prevailed because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. Romans 4:20 and 21, 2 Chronicles 13:18, and Psalm 46:1 and 2. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Psalm 46:1-2, Psalm 118:8-9, Psalm 27:23-24. Though, O taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want of them that fear him. Psalm 34:8-9. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Psalm 4:4-8. Psalm 4:8. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. The darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. I will trust and not be afraid. I just read from Matthew 23:37, Psalm 123:3-5, Psalm 61:4, Psalm 139:12, Romans 8:32, 1 Corinthians 3:23, and Isaiah 12:2. You know, there are a lot of people that are very fearful right now. They're very fearful about their future. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have lost their businesses. A lot of people have lost their incomes. a lot of people don't know what to do, which way to turn. There's a lot of people committing suicide. There's a lot of people that are wringing their hands and they're in deep, dark depression. There are a lot of people that are seeing psychiatrists, psychologists on antidepressants, taking all kinds of poisons into their body. Because they are driven by fear. God's word tells us perfect love casteth out fear. And we are, as God's children, not to be afraid. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But many are driven by fear right now. They don't know what to do. We have to remember that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. God is in charge of all things, including all of His creation. We need to trust God and not be afraid. We need to realize that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's over Satan. He's over the prince and the power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience. God is sovereign over the winds and the seas and the waves and the billows. He's over the volcanoes and the lightnings and the thunderings and the hail. He's over the hurricanes. He's over the economy. He's over the kings and princes of the earth. He's over everything. We serve a mighty, mighty King. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Sovereign of the universe. And also we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. He makes intercession for the transgressors. And so when we have all of these events occurring around us that seem insurmountable, let us remember whose we are. Let us remember whose we are. Let us remember that He is the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God can give us rest. Rest in Him. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in His word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what Christ said. Believing that He is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on His royal throne. and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may end thy present stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do, that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me, let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life, and may I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and I am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Well, many people are driven by fear. They're fearful of the future. They're fearful of the very day that they're living. They're fearful of events. They don't know what is going to happen in the future. They're living in a state of fear. And they're lonely. And they're grasping at straws, so to speak. Christ brings calm to my soul. When the changes of wind blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go, Christ brings calm to my soul when questions vex my mind. I have always found that in Christ I can find comfort, knowing He's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing He does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise His holy name when I take my last breath. Does Christ bring calm to your soul? Does Christ satisfy your needs? Has He given you the living water where you will never thirst again? All of God's elect go through trials and temptations and tribulations. Have you ever had a trial so big and difficult that it felt like to you it was a personal assault? And you could find no relief. It was pressing in so hard that you were considering just throwing in the cards. The trial had gone on with no relief. It was as if you had been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure, but instead it was getting hotter and hotter for sure. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be filled with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to go to the rock. He always cares for His precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this vale of tears we trod. He is the hope for us when we are weary, teary, and blue. He cares. He understands. He'll make a way for you. He knows his people's hearts, their strains and tribulations. That's why he's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord should all our problems be taken. He will sustain us and hold us up, for he is drunk from the most bitter cup. The cup of God's wrath poured out upon him when he was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel tree so that we would live with him eternally. Well, let us not be driven by fear and loneliness and heartache and the past events of our life. Let us look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Well, I want to conclude today's time that we've had together with this thought. How awesome and wonderful, what awesome and wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us, who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into his family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me, to send his son to die and redeem us for eternity? By shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree, he paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me, who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell, but God gave his only Son. And now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our soul, all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.